Gentleman's recognized for 90 seconds, or for a minute and a half.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I thank the gentleman for yielding. And I start out first that this is the largest, most massive cover-up of such a list of crimes against our country, and to go so far as to bring impeachment hearings to try to cover all of this up. And I would take you back to October of 2015 when Barack Obama said Hillary Clinton would never intend to jeopardize our national security. Again, the following April, the next month, Peter Strzok wrote the statement that was delivered by James Comey, and they spent Democrat money and Hillary Clinton money in Russia to pick up dirt on Donald Trump. And then Joe Biden goes to Ukraine and makes the statement, here's $1 billion, but you must do what I tell you to do. You're accusing Donald Trump of doing that which Joe Biden has confessed to doing. And by the way, Joe Biden was not the opponent of Donald Trump. He's in a 21-way primary for Democrats. He's running third in that race. His opponents are the other 20 Democrats. How would anybody dig into that mess of 21 people and decide he's going to go overseas and pull some maneuver like this? You have to assign him a motive. You assign him a motive, then you create the dots, then you go dot to dot. But the reality is that it was Biden that was doing the extortion of the power play in order to protect his own son. And it was Donald Trump that was following the law that said you have to ensure that there's not corruption here before this money is handed over. And by the way, there was a violent war going on in Ukraine, and that's when we sent blankets and MREs over there under Barack Obama. But when I hear this from the gentleman from Georgia, Mr. Johnson, he doesn't think he can win the election fair and square, so he would cheat. And I've heard that here on this floor. No, it's the other way around. Your number one proponent of impeachment is Al Green of Texas, and he said those very same things, and they brought this case November 9th, the day after Trump was elected. I yield back.